This is Garrett Gomez with quiz number three. For the first question, what was the climate in America after the Emancipation Proclamation and before World War I? And why did so many African Americans leave the South and where did they go? The climate for African Americans following their freedom was very, very harsh. It was there was a very bad split between the races, and I feel like the whites specifically felt that because African Americans got their freedom on paper, so to say, that they were even more prejudiced against them, and this just bred segregation. This bred segregation to start having business owners and different industries and everything separating their services and resources based upon what color your skin was. And they, I feel like the whites in America wanted to remind African Americans that they were separate and that they were not, that they were separated and not of the same class as whites. And lastly, the African Americans in the South wanted to leave the South because that was a very, very heavy place of racism and discrimination that they were seeing down there from just their location. And they moved to the North and the Midwest, which leads to the second question. What were the prospects of the Africans traveling from the South? And the prospect that they had in their mind was that the North and that the Midwest was in promised land for them for work and education and social equality, and that there was just a lot more opportunity for them to be away from the South and go somewhere new, and that this would be somewhat of an oasis, so to say, for the African American people to get away and be somewhere where they can thrive. And when they got to the North, I don't think that they thought it was an oasis at all. That they saw that they were being just as discriminated upon in the North as they were in the South. This was the era of the industrial boom, and the Industrial Revolution was thriving in America, but people of African descent were not getting jobs in this industry, as well as many other business, Wall Street, any type of industry that was almost completely ran by white conservative males at that time period, in America. And, this view that the whites had was very dominant in the white conservative males who ran most of the businesses in the North and the Midwest, which would give African Americans the promise of jobs, financial security, education, and so on. And they had a view pretty concrete regarding African Americans and their occupation and place in society, that they were lower than they were in, they were in a lower class than the white people were, and that their services were only required in the domestic sector, and that they couldn't handle this type of jobs in the industrial or any type of business setting, that they didn't have the intellectual capacity or upbringing. And I believe this is the view that that was pretty strong and dominant until World War I of these men that ran these capitalistic ventures in America that were creating our nation. And then for the third question, what were three early 20th century social groups that looked to improve housing, education, and race relations in Albany, New York? The MC Law, or the Lawton Civic and Cultural Club, is one of these. and this was the group in Albany that was geared more towards education and trying to empower people of color to rely more on themselves and take education to a higher level and breed freedom through education and rely on oneself and look away from racism. The second group was the Albany Interrace Council, and I believe this is more of the group that worked on like the political side or of directly race relations between whites and blacks and those issues. And this group did one important survey of social topics regarding African Americans in the United States on housing, occupation, living conditions, and many other social topics that helped helped people who couldn't understand their position maybe open up a little more and improve the relationships of the races. And lastly, the last group was the National Urban League, and this was a group in Albany that was sought out for better housing for African Americans, and they focused on how African Americans were, how they were being, how, where they were living and where they were taking up housing, and how it was being segregated away from other communities, and how it was very poor conditions, and gave very detailed outlooks and perspectives and ways to reform housing and definitely improved the living conditions for African Americans at that time. So I think that all three of these groups in Albany all touch the topics of housing, education, race relationships, and they were very beneficial to the African Americans at this time.